Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today, Tuesday morning. Good morning, if you're in the chat room, good morning. If you are on the switchboard, and good morning to those who may tune in later to the archives and other ways that you listen to the show. You know, there are many ways to listen to the Coach Lalisa show. You can call in by dialing 347-945-7991, or you could go to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. Or you can listen via any other RS feeds, whether it be the website, lalisajwilliams.com, or other websites. You can listen via Facebook and or Twitter. You can tweet me or send me a tweet on Twitter. You just go to www.twitter.com/CoachLalisa. And the same with Facebook as well. And good morning, and we'll try our best to treat you back. To treat you back and tweet you back, too. Well, today is Tuesday, and we are thankful, thankful, thankful. You know, we've been here on the Coach Lalisa show now for several years now, motivating, empowering, and inspiring you, which is our goal. It's our dream. That's my dream. That's my goal, to inspire people to live a fulfilling life, to live the life of their dreams in the various areas. Relationships. Do you have that dream relationship, that job? Are you living that dream job or that dream career? Well, if you're you're not, I don't know why not. I want to know why not. I would love to help coach you in that area. I mean, that is the area that I focus on. That is the area that I really want to help people. I want to help people live the life of their dreams, live a more fulfilling life. And part of that goal of mine has come out of my being in the presence of so many people that had a lot of skills, a lot of abilities, even great levels of education, credentials galore, yet not living fulfilled. Having that air about them that says, yeah, I got all this, but something's missing. And so I want to be that person that helps you unwrap the missing piece. That is my goal. That is my dream. And there may be others of you out there who you like doing the same thing. Well, you may want to think about becoming a life coach if you're not already, because that's what we do. We help people unwrap that piece that's missing in various areas of their lives. You may be a life coach, and you may help people in the area of health, helping people to unwrap that thing that is going to make them healthy and happy. Or maybe you want to be a life coach in the area of finances. You want to help people be financially fulfilled, happy. But that's what we do. So we help people in the area of being fulfilled with their life, with their purpose, with their goals and their dreams, as I have done. I haven't always been happy with who I am. I haven't always been fulfilled about the life that I am living today. And get this, it didn't happen overnight. But it can start in an instant. It may not happen overnight, but it can start in an instant. Instantly, you can change your direction. It's like a big ship. When it wants to change its course, it just takes a very small turn at the helm of the ship to turn the whole big, gigantic ship. Just a slight change in direction. And that's what your life is. You need sometimes just one more conversation with a person that can launch you into something so awesome, so fulfilling, a fulfilling life. So that's what the Coach Lalisa does, and that's what the show is about. And so that concept has been expanded into CDs and books. And one of those such books, Release Your Power, is now a conference. It's been a conference for 3 years, and it is a conference now that's on the road. Again, that was a goal that is now being fulfilled. It's a goal being fulfilled. So I take those things, and I help other people to do the same with your life. But I must caution you. In other words, warning, this is only for people who want to live a fulfilling life. If you are not that person, then this coaching won't help you. If you want to stay stuck, stay in the mud, stay going backwards, stay stagnant, then you probably won't enjoy the Coach Lalisa show very much, or you probably won't think very, you won't be too into the Coach Lalisa products or services. But if you are a person that's ready to soar high, and I mean high as the sky, as a matter of fact, let's go beyond the sky. In other words, let's go beyond the clouds. Let's really get up there in that stratosphere, high above our consciousness. And let's really, really, really get to a place where we can be fulfilled. You may not have what everyone else has. You may not do what everybody else does. As a matter of fact, let me just put this out there right now. Stop trying to be like everybody else. If you can be 100% who you're supposed to be which is you, you won't have time to try to be anybody else. Oh, you may be like people. You may do things that people do. But some people, they want to be others. And the best way you can tell that you may have that issue is a little thing called envy. Envy and jealousy. So we'll teach on that a whole another week. But you don't want to get down that road, okay? So if you find yourself envious or jealous of others, you know, and sometimes it creeps up on you. You have these people that, for some reason, they just rub you the wrong way. You don't even know what it is. You're not even sure. Sometimes it could be under, you know, sometimes behind the scenes, there could be some jealousy there. I know up-to-date people, I'm not so up-to-date on some things, but up-to-date people call them haters and things of that nature. Now, it's okay, though, to have these people in your life if they're after you, because your haters can actually be another thing that people refer to sometimes. It's that you let your haters be your motivators, okay? Let your haters be your motivators. And that's a message that we teach to others who are trying to become a success in life. Because inevitably, when you try to reach success, you are going to attract haters. For some reason, haters are attracted physically, emotionally, spiritually. Look at Satan. Satan was attracted to what God had and is still attracted to the people of God. So whenever you try to become a success in life, you will naturally, there's nothing you can do about it, you will attract haters. The problem with a lot of people is they don't know how to manipulate the haters. They don't know how to master the haters. And sometimes the haters is yourself. Like, in other words, it could be you. Like, it could be me, absolutely. But I've dealt with this. We call it the gremlin. It's that gremlin that's inside of you telling you what you cannot do and what you're not able to do. So this is how you have to respond, though, because you have goals to achieve. You have dreams to fulfill. You have visions to write down. So you have to be able to respond in the proper way to the haters. So let me just, before we get any further along in the show this morning, again, I welcome you. We give a shout out to our supporters, our partners, all the friends of the Coach Lalisa Show, friends and family. We appreciate you. We thank you for tuning into the show. We certainly miss those who have not tuned in for a while. Certainly, our prayers are with you if you are experiencing various situations that would keep you from tuning in. So, you know, people have work and family and other things, and sometimes you listen to the show. You know, we have those listeners that people talk about relationships. There are three types of listeners. Those that listen for a reason. They just tune in maybe one time, they listen to the show, they had a need, they got the need met, and they move on. And then you have those people who listen for a season. It's a season of their life. Maybe they're going through something at work, at home, you know, in the community, inside of them. So they tune in for a season. It could be a season like a whole winter, a spring. It could be half a year. Okay, or it could be a year. That could be their season. It could be their up season, their prosperous season. It could be the season that they need to move on. And then we have those individuals who are the lifetime listeners. Those are the individuals that will be there forever. Okay, so that's like in relationships. You meet people and they come into your life either for a reason, a season, or they're there for life. And what your job is, and certainly in a relationship, is to distinguish which person is there for which, so that you don't get your emotions on a roller coaster because people leave. If someone's there for a reason, they're going to be there probably for a short time. Once their need is met, they move on. Well, there's no need to fall apart over that. There's no need to get all upset, be all emotionally distraught. Sure, no, keep your level head. The person was there for a reason. Same thing with the person that's there seasonally. It's a whirlwind. It happens. It suddenly ends. You don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's okay. Let it go. It was a season. It was beautiful. Don't turn it ugly. Some people turn beautiful things very ugly because they miss the clues. You gotta keep up with the clues in your life. If you want to be a success, you got to keep up with the clues. You got to look at the clues that are being left. You got to learn from the lessons that you're being taught every single day, every single day. And you know, like with me, I spend a lot of time as an archaeologist. You know, archaeologists, they go and they study ancient finds, right? They go all over the world, and especially in places like Asia and Africa and India and various places, and they study ancient things, all kinds of things, all kinds of artifacts. They call them archaeologists. Well, you can be an archaeologist in your life. Go back and study the things that you didn't study when you should have studied it. I know, right? That doesn't make any sense, right? In other words, you could be 55. I can't believe I'll be the big, my husband calls it the double nickels this year. And I'm so excited about it. And I know they say women shouldn't tell their age. Well, I don't have a whole lot of other secrets anyway, so, oh well. Well, one of the reasons I think I do tell my age, people like me, there are a few people like me, women and men, who gladly tell their age. Like, we're overly excited about telling our age. And one of the reasons is that we know where we've been and we know that we should be dead. We know that we have individuals who, on the very same day, did the very same thing we did under the very same notions, and they died, and we're still here. So, you know, every day that we live, we're like in amazement. And so that's why so it's really not about us, it's really about acknowledging how thankful we are that we made it this far. You hear these young people today, and they're in their 20s, right? And they're like, they don't even think they're going to live to see 25. Or you have these teenagers who don't believe they'll live to see 20. Well, many of them are living dangerous lifestyles, or they're living so close to the danger. You may say, well, my child says that, but my child doesn't do that. Well, your child may hang out with gangbangers and robbers and thieves you don't know for sure. Because when kids get out of the house, and unless you are hanging out with their friends with them, you don't know who they're hanging out with. Well, you could say, well, my child tells me everything. Well, I don't believe that, and I don't think you do either. Because think about it. Did you tell your parents everything? Well, okay, there's your answer right there. So they may tell you 99.9%, but that could be that 1% of risque lifestyle. That's how you can end up with these individuals that we see in these Lifetime movies or these movies about real life stories where I'm sure, what was the young girl, Amy Fisher or whatever her name was, the young girl who shot the married woman in the face over there in New York some years ago over her husband. Now, I'm sure that girl's mother had no idea that her daughter would do something like that. So we don't know for sure. I'm sure Kimba, her mother, had no idea she would go off to Howard University and marry one of the most, not marry, but live with and have a child with, one of the most notorious drug dealers in the United States of America. That was actually wanted by the FBI and gunned down by the FBI eventually. No, not gunned down by the FBI, I'm sorry. He was gunned down by some other gangbangers, and the FBI wished they had have gunned him down, but they were after him for years. And so they instead could not ever arrest him and make it stick they locked her up, and she spent over 7 years in prison until President Clinton, President Clinton pardoned her along with some other people during his tenure. And so we don't know what these children are. I mean, this was a girl raised in a beautiful suburb of Maryland and went to the best schools and only child and goes off to a beautiful college like Howard University and end up at a party. You know, one dance can get you in trouble, ladies. Watch out. But anyway, so your goals and your dreams are important. They are valuable. You want to live a fulfilled life. It's your right. You can do it. You have every right to live fulfilled. You are incredible. There is incredibleness inside of every single human being. See, God made you awesome. He made you different than any other creature. And you have powerfulness inside of you. You're awesome. You're incredible. You are wonderfully made. There's no even way to imagine how much awesomeness you have inside of you. Your qualities are astounding, magnificent, hidden talents inside of you. But we got to get them out. Got to get them released. Got to get them so that you can live the fulfilled life. That's what moving forward is all about. Now, I don't want to say too much about moving forward because that's what we're going to be talking about this coming Saturday in North Carolina at the North Carolina Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. This is the first time this conference is going to not just another city, but another state. And not just a state 200 miles away, but double that and 9 hours, in drive time anyway. But states away, we're going to be there with the North Carolina Releasing Your Inner Power Conference, hosted by Miss Virginia Dancy and her team down there. She has Dr. Cindy Hunter, Pastor Althea Pugh Robinson. Your dreams, your goals, and your destiny, you cannot let your dream die. If I said it once, I'll say it a million times. If you let your dream die simply because you cannot see the vision of where it's going, just because you do not see the evidence of how things are coming together, just because you cannot see the finances of how the dream will be funded, how the vision will be provided for, just because you cannot see who is going to come alongside of you and help to move this thing forward, is no excuse to give up on your dream. Just because husbands leave, wives leave, children leave, neighbors leave, whoever leaves you or whoever comes into your life, like I said, haters will come. They will try to tear you down, destroy you, make you look stupid, make you feel stupid, say things that are hurtful and discouraging. Listen, there are people who can say and do things that can literally rock your world to where you feel like, you've been hit by a great tsunami. But that is still no excuse. No excuse to give up on your dream. And not just your dream, your goal. Your goal is like your mission. It's the thing that you want to accomplish. What goal have you purposed in your heart? What mission have you purposed to achieve? It could be to maybe like Mother Teresa. You know, she was on a goal to help homeless people and children that were didn't have. That was her mission, and she was about it. As a matter of fact, the title of the show today, How to Be About It, Not Just Think About It. How to be about it. In other words, not just think about it, but how to be about it. You need to write that quote down, stick it over your headboard, and stick it on your ceiling so when you lay in bed at night, you can look up at it before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. How to not just think about it, but how to be about it. See, too many people, they stop with the thought. Oh, that sounds good. I think I'll do that. Oh, go to college? That sounds good. I think I'll do that. Start a business? Oh, that sounds good. I think I'll do that. All the while, not being about it. You see them 5 years later, still not college, still no business, still no success, no real happiness. Well, today is your lucky day. This is your blessed day, however you want to look at it. This is the day because you are hearing your ears. Touch your ears. Touch your ears. See, there's something special about the ear. Oh, yes, there is. There's something very, 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 very special about the human ear. As a matter of fact, I want you to thank God right now for your gift of hearing. Because if it wasn't for your ear, you wouldn't hear this message right now. You wouldn't hear the message that's telling you that you are powerful beyond measure, that you have gifts and you have talent. Many of them are still yet hidden. They have not yet been released. You have not yet discovered them. You are not yet living that goal, that purpose, that dream. But at the same time, you are. Because all things that you do are a part of that ultimate destiny. Everything you do and everything you say. That is why you've always been cautioned by just about every group in America, in the world, to be careful of what you say. Because everything you do, everything you say, is a part of the ultimate piece of the puzzle, the ultimate piece of the pie. So yes, the ear. Without the ear, you could not hear music. How many of y'all love music? I remember that song the OJ sang years ago. I love music, sweet, sweet music. Music. Oh my God. Just imagine, you can hear music, you can hear sound, okay? I bet you would hear somebody say, hey, come over here and get this $1 million. I bet you'd be glad to hear that. I know I would. So we thank God for the hearing. You're able to hear powerful messages on how to live a fulfilled, a rewarding life. There's nothing greater than that. There's nothing greater than to discover your purpose and live a life of fulfillment. What could be better? There's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than living a purposeful, fulfilled, happy life. There's nothing better to live on purpose, to live on mission, to do the very thing that you were created to do. There's nothing better than that. And all it takes to do that is to be a person that is about it, not just thinking about it. So I want to encourage you today. Stop thinking about this and that. No, we got to think, no doubt. We need to think. I don't mean that type of thinking. I'm talking about, you know, where we're sitting here having these ideas of what we could do, but never any action. Never any action. Watching others do it and even feeling some kind of way that somebody else is doing something. And, you know, for Coach Elisa, I've told you this, if it's your first time listening to the show, well, maybe this is your first time hearing a lot of this from me, but for those that have been with us for a while or those that know me for a while, know that that's one of my biggest, well, I won't call it a pet peeve, but it was my biggest motivator. It was my biggest motivation too that helped me get from being a high school dropout and flunked out, actually, to be a person who is where I am today. You know, that was my biggest pet peeve, is that I'm not going to sit around. And I had to get there. It takes a lot sometimes to get there, but you got to get past just wanting to do something. And then, again, and even thinking about it. Don't think about it. Go be about it. That's my new slogan. And I don't know where it came from. I'm sure somebody, whether it be Les Brown or Tony Robbins or somebody else, has probably said it. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Phil Donahue, I don't know, somebody. I watched a lot of television back in the day. So, you know, don't tell them where I heard it. I've read several of Yala Van Zandt's books, and I've been in the presence of Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, and I love motivational speakers, so no doubt I've heard it somewhere. And the first motivational speaker, well, I grew up with two motivational speakers. My father, who was a preacher, is like motivational speaking. So my father was very motivating because he believes that you can do anything. My father told me that. And I believed him. You know, my father was not a perfect man, but he did some great things. I remember, I'll never forget how I was amazed at how this man who had been gone out of our lives for probably about 11 years, he was there when I was born, and I remember about age 11, him and my mom separated and divorced, and when I turned 18, he came back. So really about 8 or 9 years he was gone, and he came back into our lives. He remarried my mother, and she remarried him. So at 18, he was still my father the whole time, but he was not around us. He did not even live in the same state. He came back, they remarried, and he continued with his motivational spiels. And so he was very motivating. And but one thing I remember, when he came back at age 18, there were seven children, and he said, okay, I wasn't working, and I had dropped out of school. A couple other siblings did the same. And he was like, okay, I'm going to teach y'all how to press. So he taught all that wanted to learn. He said, especially me and my brother Steve, we were like the biggest ones. And he said, I remember him saying it like it was yesterday. He was like, I'm going to teach y'all a trade because you two look like y'all headed for down the wrong road. I was only 18. My brother was only 19 because he was just a year older than me. And if I was 18, then my baby sister Hope, that you hear me often refer to on this show, she tunes in on a regular basis. She owns the dry cleaners. Well, at the time, she couldn't have been more than, if I was 18 and she had to be like 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere around there. Yeah, maybe because she's about 8 years younger than me, so she's like 10 or so. So he comes back and he tells me, and my brother Steve, he says, I'm going to teach you all how to press clothes because I'm going to teach you a trade, something that you can get a job anywhere, anytime, with little to no paperwork. Like, you don't really need an application. You don't need to fill anything out. If you can't spell, you can still do this kind of work because it's labor intense and it is a skill. So he said, I'm an expert at it, and I'm going to teach you all how to do it. And he did. And so, I worked in a dry cleaners for several years. And it was one of the things that helped me move to New Jersey with nothing. It was one of the things that I had considered. that I had a skill that I could get a job in a minute just by going to any dry cleaners and showing them what I could do, and knowing that it was a type of work that, because it's a skill, not everybody can do it. And so if you're skilled at it, then you'll do pretty well. So I just thought about that. But so my father was very motivating in that sense, and my mother was also a motivational speaker, actually. And she spoke in the community. She spoke on her job. When they would have, she worked for the government, so they had lots of, well, you know the government. They have lots of activities and events. You know, they're always given an award and this and this and that. And, you know, all those events, you need a speaker. So my mother was often called upon to perform in that function. And I remember she would, you know, practice some of these things at home. And sometimes when I wasn't running the streets, I caught it. And so I thank God for that, because, again, so I don't know where I got the actual saying from, but I do know where, because remember, I'm an archaeologist now of my life, and you can do the same thing. You can look back over your life and discover the lessons, because these are the things that makes you you. You know, I heard someone say that, and actually, it wasn't someone. I mean, she's a human being like everybody else. But oh my God, when she speaks, you know, you got to put her name out there. I heard Oprah Winfrey say it. You know, come on, this woman has done a lot of stuff. Okay, you got to give her that. She's done a lot of stuff. You know, yeah, God made a way, but she went the way, because some people God makes a way for them and they don't do anything. So it's more than just God making a way. But you got to go the way once he makes it for you. And she went. She definitely went. And, but this woman, I heard her say that, you see, what we are is, I'm not, you know, is that she said that she discovered about herself is that, you know, she's just more of who she always was. Okay? She's the same person, in other words, that she was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. When she was that little girl going through whatever she was going through, when she was that teenager going through that, it's just that now she's just more of it. And she's not the only person that I heard saying that. I actually heard, it's another motivational speaker, I can't think of his name right now, I believe his name is Joe Martin, so you can look him up if you so desire. Joe Martin, I believe I heard him say the same thing. You want to become more of who you already are. In other words, you know, it really, when we say release your power because it's all inside, it really is. It really is. And, you know, it's just so true. You're just becoming more. You don't have to become somebody different. Okay? I guess that's the bottom line. You don't need to be someone different. You just need to be more of who you already are. First of all, if you do that, if you become more of who you already are, you'll be busy for the rest of your life, because you can never, you know, who you are is infinity, is to the end of your life. So you can never, you will never run out of things to become. That's already, you'll never run out of becoming more of you. Put it like that. Best way I can say it. You'll never become being more of you. But it's not until you begin to be about it and not just think about it that's going to help and is going to launch you into this place of total fulfillment. I'm not talking about the roller coaster fulfillment that most people are accustomed to. Okay? Yes, I'm up today, but down tomorrow. Yes, I'm up for this week, but I'm down next week, or I'm up for a few months and I'm down for, because that's what most people, and you know why most people get that kind of fulfillment? It's because that's what they expect. It's all. They expect that. I hear people say it all the time. I even have been, in my lifetime, I've been accused of, you can't possibly be that happy all the time. You can't possibly be like this all the time. You see, that all that person has done is to show me their level of expectation. Now, you know, we said before, basically, you know, and I know I am guilty sometimes, and I apologize. I try not to do it. I really do. But sometimes it naturally just comes out. I try my best not to tell other people what they can't do, other than, you know, you can't walk in front of a Mack truck and live. Now, I'll tell you that, okay? You can't smoke crack cocaine and go to work every day, you know, things like that. Yeah, okay. But otherwise, you know, we try not to tell people things they can't do. Like if someone wants to write a book, start a show, make a movie, go to Hollywood, buy a piano and take lessons and you're 80 with arthritis, you know, whatever. Do it. Go do it. You know, hey, try it at least. You never know. So we try not to tell people that because we come to realize that most people who tell people what they can't do, really what they're saying is that I can't do it. And that's all. And so, in other words, when people do that, including me, if I ever do that to you, just realize that that's probably something that Lalisa can't do. Don't ever take it as, you know, anything else, all right? Because that's nature. I think it's human nature. Most people do it. That's why our parents did things like, well, you can't go to college. Well, I would bet, as my mother would have said, a dollar to a donut. I don't know why she said that. Donuts are much more expensive now. But anyway, I guess back in the day that was a lot, right, to bet a dollar to a donut. Donuts probably were a penny back when she learned that saying. Now donuts are like over a dollar. Now you got to say, I bet $50 to a donut. But I bet a dollar to a donut that the person who says that, they didn't go to college. Probably, you know. Now, I have met people who go to college, and they won't say that to their child, but they'll say it to yours. So, and I had to, you know, hey, I had to pull myself up on that too, because listen, being a girl who had a GED laying in the Miami-Dade County, and if anybody, and I love to say Miami-Dade County, because if you know anything about Dade County, period, then you know right there how the devil had me right in his pit. If you know anything about Miami, Florida, and you know anything about Dade County and places like Liberty City, and it's not funny. This is no deference to anybody who's from this place. I admire you. I applaud you. But if you know anything about a town down there called Overtown, I'm sure you probably can go to Google and Google it. I'm sure there's been documentaries and articles written about this place. In other words, it's like Newark's Howard Street or something like that. Newark has a Prince Street in Howard. Newark had a section of Newark that a person actually did write a book about. It was that bad. And so, well, that's a place, they got a place in Miami called Overtown. It was so bad. And I remember when we were there, I said, gosh, you know, why they call it Overtown? I mean, literally, cars were turned upside down. Little apartments were like in the shambles. People's lives were upside down. So I don't know what it's like today. This was back in the 1980s. I have no clue what it's like today. They could have gotten a new mayor. Things could be much different. I have no idea. But man, oh man, and I haven't been there. I have not been to Miami, Florida since 1984 or 5 when I left. But it is a goal of mine to go back. And I will be going back because I just got to. I just got to go. I just feel led to go there and to do some type of releasing your inner power conference there and bringing in the women who are down there prostituting. I don't know how I'm going to reach them, you see. I'm working on it. And you may say, well, how are you working on it? Well, I'm working working on it in this way. Remember I said you got to be about it, not just think about it. So what I do is, as I meet people, and as the Holy Spirit leads me to tell that person about my goal and my dream to go there, there has been a time or two that I've said that to people that God has led me to say it to, and these people have a connection in Miami. And so they tell me, okay, when you're ready to go, let me know, because I know of a church that would love to host you, or I know people, or, you know, what have you. And the latest thing, I'm telling you, this is how you can be about it, not just think about it. You have to be led by the unction of the Holy Spirit to talk to people, to do things. And I actually met a woman recently who gave me a set of tapes to listen to, and in listening to these tapes, one of the speakers on the tape is from, guess where? Liberty City, Overtown, or one of those places in Miami, Florida. So now I have a name, I have a contact, I have someone that I can get in touch with. And not only that, he is a very big, well-known motivational speaker. So him getting me there on a big platform will be easy. It will be simple, all right? And so that's what I'm saying. You know, being about it doesn't take sometimes, you know, some grandiose event or activity. It just takes you moving and operating in the things that you think or feel, okay? If you feel an urge to do something, to say something, to go somewhere, go. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know who else God has on that. Like I said, if we could ever stop worrying about how we're going to meet the people, how we're going to get the money, how things are going to happen, who, you know, if we could ever get beyond that, we would go on and we would have the best success stories, achievements, accomplishments, you know, you name it. You name it. If we could ever get past it. And I think we are going to get past it. I think you're going to pass it. I think you're past it already. I think the fact that you would tune into the show, and some of you tune in on a regular basis, you're already past that. And so we're gonna have fun. I'm telling you, it's about to blow up. Oh, so by the way, so if you are sick and tired of just thinking about it and you want to actually be about it, you can start right now. You can start right now just by doing the little things to achieve your goal. The first thing you have to do, again, you have to make a commitment to taking action. Don't complain, just take action. Don't complain about your situation. Don't complain if you don't have money. Don't complain if you got too much money. If you got too much money, give us a call, make a donation to our projects, and so we will greatly appreciate you. But if you don't have money, don't focus on that. Don't let fear get in the way. So many people are so fearful. They're fearful that of what others are going to think or say. Don't worry about what others say, or don't worry about what they think. Remember, you have haters, you need them. You have naysayers, they're going to come. They're going to come. They just are attracted to people on the move. Now, we're going to be in North Carolina this weekend. We cannot wait. And then we come back. We have some young people to encourage for their graduation. It's their eighth grade graduation. I will be delivering the commencement speech. Now, I know it's just an eighth grade graduation. I know it's just a little public school. However, when I stand up there to address the audience, which will be the graduates, the parents, the neighbors, the administration from the school, the teachers, the counselors, all of these people will be in attendance. The auditorium will be packed. There will be people standing around the auditorium. I know what it was like when the eighth graders just got their ring ceremony. I was there. It was packed. It's going to be packed. And you will not be able to tell me that I am not addressing a crowd at, you know, like Stanford University or something, Cornell or Howard or Yale, or I'm going to deliver a message as if I'm talking to the top students of the United States of America and the world. And I want to empower them and infuse these students, because in my mind, those are some of the top colleges where those students are going to be going. Those colleges are going to be seeking them out, and I want to be able to deliver a message that is going to take them from their eighth grade graduation all the way to their 12th grade graduation and beyond and beyond. And so that's what we're going to be doing on Tuesday morning, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I won't be able to stay long to celebrate with the graduates because I'll have to dash out. But I'm excited about it, as you can see. It is part of the goal and the dream that I've been talking about here all show. Again, because I'm being about it, not just thinking about it. So I'm not sharing this with you to impress you. It is to impress upon you that if an ex-prostitute who's been to jail, who was a high school dropout, can sit here and tell you step by step how to achieve greatness, then you have no excuse, none, unless you don't want to. That's your only excuse. The only thing a person can tell me about being successful, being happy, being fulfilled, living on purpose, living on mission, is that they don't want it. And I will respect that. I will totally respect that. If you don't want it, then there's nothing anyone can do. And that's okay. But the moment a person says to me, the moment they say, I want it, then I'm going into action. I go into like, it's like a car when you turn it, the key. You ignite that motor. Well, that's what I'm like, like a motor ignited, honey. The minute if you just look hard like you want it, oh, I'm on it, y'all. I love it, love it, love it. So that's what we're going to be doing. And then Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I will be part of a panel on a new TV and radio show here in the New Jersey area called The Godly Woman's View. Yeah, so, you know, like The View with Barbara Walters and that crew. Barbara Walters and her crew, right? Well, just like you had Barbara Walters and her crew, there is a woman who has also a TV show, and her TV show is called The View, right? It's like The View. And this view of a show is called The Godly Woman's View. So I will be a guest on that show. Yeah, it's called A Godly Woman's Views, and it will happen on Tuesday, June 28th, at 8:30 p.m. And the topic is Godly Women Thriving on a Changing World, or possibly thriving in a changing world. Yeah, the world is changing. Things have changed. Remember when couples on television did not even sleep in the same bed? If you saw the bedroom at all, there was some TV show. Yeah, that's like the, remember the Honeymooners? Like, all you saw was that little kitchen of Ralph Crandon and his wife. You never saw their bedroom. You saw them go in the bedroom, but you never knew what they were in there doing because they never showed you the bedroom. I don't know if there was ever a scene where they showed the bedroom. And even The Good Times. And that was many, many years later. By this time, they had already been showing some, you know, things on TV that were more open. But even that show, they would show you Thelma's bedroom. Of course, you can help but to see JJ's bedroom. His bedroom was in the living room. But maybe a few episodes did you see the bedroom, and you almost never saw them in bed. I don't know if we ever seen Florida with her clothes off or anywhere near. So times have changed. You're absolutely right. Jobs have changed. Today, women are fighting to make equal the salary. There will be a live audience for this show. The show will happen in Irvington, New Jersey. So if you're in the area, you want to get there by 8 o'clock to get seating. The show's been running for several months now. So you definitely want to see if you if you're going to be in the area. 468 Grove Street is where the movie is where the show is being taped. A Godly Woman's View. So I will be on the panel on her show. So we're looking forward to that. Again, it's not the Oprah show, but it will be for me. You won't be able to tell me I'm not sitting there with Barbara Walters and the other people that's on The View. Again, it's what we perceive, our perception. How do you see it? Again, you always have to prepare for where you're going. You're preparing for where you're going. Some people just want to go. They just want to get there. You can't get there without preparation. So it's like football. Football players, they practice for like a whole season before they actually get out on this. They don't just like practice once or twice. They practice for like a whole season. And all year long they take care of their bodies, and they should be anyway, and doing what they should do. So when the season's ready, they're ready to go. So that's the same thing. So we're practicing for where we're going, but at the same time, if this is as far as we go, you see, we're still on mission. Because it's about the mission and about the purpose. What's your purpose? What are you supposed to be doing? Are you called to help children? Are you called to help people who need to lose weight? Are you called to help people who have lost loved ones and they have a hard time getting over it? Are you called to help people who have various disabilities? What are you called to do? Are you called to help children who have a lot of challenges and developmental needs? Are you called to teach? Are you called to help people in their home? I don't know. You have to discover your calling. But there are so many callings. So don't just focus on one thing. Give yourself an opportunity to see what else you might be good at. I also want to give let you know tomorrow, Mr. Versi L. Walker will be here hosting the show. He is our Wednesday guest. I also want to let you know, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Kila Renee is my good friend. She has a show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a very popular show, very powerful. Please tune into her show. And also, there are other shows, there are other people that I know who have radio shows right here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, so and I know you already listen to them, so that's great, but just wanted to put that out there. Happy birthday, give a couple of birthday shout-outs to Miss Kenda Bell and Miss Vicki Williams. Good morning and happy birthday. And for those of you, if you're not my Facebook friend, then I probably don't know it's your birthday. And if it is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Looking forward to this being a great day. And I hope you're looking forward to it too, because what you expect, you will attract. So I hope you're expecting, I'm expecting a supernatural move of God today. I'm expecting a supernatural burst of energy. I'm expecting that things today will go my way. Things will line up, fall into place, and I'm telling you, little things will happen that make the big things worthwhile waiting for. So today, don't forget, above all else, make sure that you are not just. Okay, make sure that today, like never before, that you are not just going to think about it, but that you are going to be about it. All right? So don't forget to check out on Facebook the Empowerment Women's Book Club. Please check out. Sign up. We got an event coming up in July. I will be the featured author for the month of July. So go to the page, check it out, see what they're all about. It is just the CEO is Miss Lady Flag Diana, and also Miss Tina Lane that tunes into the show often. She is also working with them and IDN Radio. I'm telling you, it is awesome, awesome, awesome that for to have been a little girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, Ohio, Millville, the projects of Millville, Millville, if you know anything about Cincinnati, you know what I'm talking about. Finlater Garden, okay? And look at what God has done. Hanging out in the over the Rhine and the downtown Cincinnati area, the Laura Homes and all of that area, you know what I'm speaking of. To have come from that and to be sitting here today is nothing short of a miracle. So remember, you can achieve your dreams, but you got to first have some dreams. And don't, whatever you do, please don't just think about it, but be about it. Well, that's all we have for you today. Don't forget tomorrow, go tell a friend to tune in, get empowered, get inspired, get motivated. This has been Coach Lilisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.